Welcome to Botches Off-Road. Join us as we talk about everything from gear reviews to trail stories, tent camping to rock landing, and all things to do with the outdoors. Today is our 5K truck challenge for me, Mark, and Gavin. I've got Gavin here in my studio and Mark in my extra studio upstairs because no one has good working internet or time to do stuff.
Yep.
Also, I have it here today, so.
Yeah. So we're all in one house for the most part. All we've got that's not is Duncan, our judge for the event. You know, we probably should have sent those truck submissions to each other so that we could look at them while we go through them.
Actually do that. I was going to say I might be able to share them with each of you, but I start them all, so I've got them all open.
I can send mine.
I am not.
I'll just send it to the group chat. Let's come over here so I can see it. Gavin, do you... Duncan, could you send Gavin's? Or can you do it, Gavin?
I might be able to.
Cool. We are very ill prepared today, guys, because we, like I said, we're recording on a Thursday instead of on a Wednesday, and it just, the whole cycle screwed up.
Okay. I got mine up there.
All we're waiting on is Mark.
Yeah, one second.
So we could probably just
broke up bad for me.
Well, you can probably just each take a turn to describe your setup.
Yep.
What you did, why you did it, and then once everyone's gone through that, I can go over the scores. I can go over as much or as little detail as you like.
Who wants to start? Alex, you want to start?
Yeah, I'll start first.
I know how excited Alex is about his.
Oh man, I've been working on this for so freaking long.
He was done with it. He was like, "Did he get?" I was like, yeah, I got it, Alex.
So first, I guess I'll start with the truck. And we'll do, I know we haven't been doing chapter art lately, but we'll do some chapter art on this one. It'll probably be later than a Tuesday release because of it, but we'll get there. So for the truck, I did a 94 F350 with a 5.8 liter gasser. I mean, four-wheel drive, single cab long bed. Nothing special. I just wanted a truck, preferably with a solid axle. Then the cheapest way to do that is an old OBS Ford. I also, because I had some money to play with wherever my lights went, I picked up a 52-inch light bar for the roof with some light brackets. Overall, I think that came out. The truck total is like $2,200. Really, really cheap setup. Just a quick way that you can just go get a small truck and go wheeling. If you go crew cab, it's a little worse. For tools, I did the age old classic. I went on Marketplace and there was someone, I don't remember how many tools were in here. I know it's a shit ton.
Like a bucket full.
Yeah, so a bucket with 50 to 100 wrenches and 200 to 400 sockets. $150 for the setup. Who knows if it's got everything I need, but
not a single 10 mils in there.
Yeah, no 10 mils. Luckily, it's
all Imperial.
Luckily, it's an OBS Ford, so Imperial is all I really need. And then I picked up a farm jack for $75. Nothing crazy, just something tall enough to lift that truck if need be. For tires, this is a steal, man. It's 37 Goodyear MTRs on Ford 8 lugs, so I didn't even need to swap the wheels for $250. I think one of them had a leak, but I would just keep filling it up. It's not a big deal. Yeah, so $250. Like I said, if you're just looking for a trail beater, you don't got to spend a bunch of money. Next up, I grabbed some U-joints from O'Reilly's. There's three or four of them on the OBS Ford, so I grabbed three of them just to make sure that I had enough. And I grabbed a set of lockouts off Marketplace because Those are like the two most likely to break parts on an OBS Ford. They're a pretty rock solid truck, to be honest. Recovery gear. Luckily, it's a full size truck, so I just bought some $10 brackets to move the bumper down a little bit, and that makes it so I can run the universal Harbor Freight winch plate. And then I grabbed an X-Bull winch to throw on top of that. So, I mean, it's a pretty good recovery gear setup. And one of the beauties of an OBS Ford is being able to do the cheaper stuff like that. For my GMRS radio, I did a Baofeng UV5R. That's like $17. And yeah, they just work. They're nothing special. My nav, I did a Samsung Galaxy Tab A7 Lite. This is actually what I run in my 4Runner right now. And the only thing that makes these good is that you can get them for under $50 on eBay. They're really not a good tablet, but they're cheap. For my hunting apparatus, I got a Stevens 12-gauge shotgun on a local auction site for $52. I actually almost bought this, but I missed the auction. I was at $50, and someone else outbid me by $2. I was not happy, but it is what it is. Did I have anything else in that one? No, that was it. And then I found some gas cans for $15 on Marketplace, so I covered my 5 gallons of gas. I would talk about my extras, but Duncan didn't think it was cool. I'll talk about them anyway. So I got...
I helped. I just didn't count. I just didn't total them up.
I got a 10-foot flat-bottom boat to put on the roof of my... on the roof of my rig. I haven't gotten to that part yet. But yeah, so I got a 10-foot flat-bottom boat, a couple of fishing poles, and a outboard motor for that boat. I just had extra money. For cooking, on that same auction site, I was able to get a bin full of cast iron. It looks like there's a chicken roaster, a couple of pans. They needed cleaned up, but for $12, you really couldn't beat it. And then I also got a pull-behind barbecue pig roaster. Because who wouldn't want to roast a pig on the trail, man? Like, come on. That pig roaster, I think, was like $600. But, you know, what? It was worth it.
$590. Yeah.
Yeah. So then, this is what made it all possible for me. I was looking for a sliding camper, and I was expecting to pay like $1,100. But some joker over in Monroe, Michigan, decided to give away their slide-in truck camper. It's like a decent truck camper. Like, it's not even in bad shape. It's got a pop-up roof that gives you a little bit extra height. This covers my toilet, my pretty much all my storage, my trash, my fridge, my stovetop, my bed. I mean, this was like the steal for my setup. I mean, off-road-wise, they do okay. They're not the greatest thing. I've definitely seen some like out in Moab and stuff that do better than you'd expect. But that's just a lot of weight on top of you. So you got to know.
I heard rumors of someone who actually took an Alucap all the way down to Kentucky and managed to get up most of the obstacles with it.
Yeah, exactly. I also, having done that, I did a sliding camper, I had to obviously set the truck up for it. So I grabbed some camper tie downs. That was $460. Yeah, that was such a good steal. And then I got a blanket for $25 and a pillow for $10. And that covers my setup. Now, Duncan, I didn't add this up. Did you add up how much it was total?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was my total?
Well, like I said, I didn't count the boat and the fishing and stuff because I figured that would kind of count against you. But it was under five. I think it was like 48, maybe.
I don't even think it was that, though.
Yeah, it might have been like 43 or 44.
That's what I think it was. It was closer to 44.
Yeah, it wasn't much.
Because I remember when I added the boat last, and I was looking at it, I'm like, man, I still got like $1,000. So then I did the boat.
But mind you, one of the categories was cheapest, though, so I was trying to give you...
Yeah, okay.
I was trying to give you an edge there. I was like, man, if I count all this just nonsense up for him, he's going to go over. So,
well, it wasn't going to go over. It just...
You weren't getting those points.
You wouldn't have gotten the cheapest.
That's true. So, yeah, that's my setup. It's an OBS Ford with a sliding camper and 37s.
I don't want to give the game away, but there's definitely going to be a patent emerging here pretty quick.
Be a what?
There's going to be a patent emerging here pretty quick.
No. I'm just going to guess it because I think it's going to be a Ford thing. I don't know why. But I mean, getting onto that, I'll talk about mine then real quick. So I have a, let's see if I could find the actual description of it here. A 94 Ford Explorer.
Make sure you talk to us about.
Yeah, I got a 94 Ford Explorer for $2,000.
25.
In the description, lowest they'll take is two, so I'm going with that.
Why would someone, well, I hate when people put that.
He put it there. If he's, yep. And that's basically saying that he'll take two, so that's what.
I'm going to say my listing the same way, so.
So it's got 4x4. He says he's got enough spare parts to keep it on the road for 5 years. So
fair warning.
I don't know what that
means. Yeah. Spare warning. I got enough spare parts to keep it on the road for 5 years. So I didn't get any spare parts, but it's all right. It's not the rustiest. It looks like it's got 35s and 15s on it. So I didn't really go too crazy on anything else really. Looks like it's got a good bit of lift on it. It's got a light bar. So as far as the rig goes, that's pretty much that. And I'll start from the top on mine that way. Bathroom for me. Ooh, yeah, I kept it really simple. I got some buckets off a marketplace for $1. I got some pool noodles
to go
for $1
the bucket.
To go around the bucket rim. And I got some ultra strong Presto toilet paper off of Amazon for $24. That's my bathroom. And then to cook, I have had my eye on this overlanding kitchen set for the longest time. But their overlanding kitchen set off of Facebook Marketplace for $180. It's got your slide out. A place for like a stove. It's got a place for like your washing dishes, stuff like that. So
it's pretty cool.
So I got that. I got $15 20-pound propane tanks. Whoa. There you go. I got a adapter, $12 adapter to run the propane tank to the stove. And in the description, they throw the stove in with the overlanding set, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so it's in there. And then I got a $12 propane benzomatic torch for starting fires and just to kind of have.
Yep.
$20 cook set, aluminum cook set from Coleman. Looks like it's from like the 70s. And then I got a Coleman camp oven to cook all my biscuits.
Nice.
And then I got, for $39 off Amazon, I got a gravity water filter system because I wouldn't be able to carry a ton of water out there. So I figured having some kind of filtered water would be good. And then a $39 kind of all-purpose cook utensil set with knives and stuff like that off Amazon. So moving on to hunt. I got my Old Faithful. I actually have one of these at home, which is why I bought them. I have, a 22. It's a Heritage Rough Rider for $89.99. And I can hit good stuff with this. I'm confident I can get a squirrel. I'm confident I can kill something with it. So I got that on sale for $89.99.
That's a damn good deal.
Yeah. And a bucket of bullets so that I can actually use my gun.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, right. But don't worry. Moving to nav, I have a $27.99 Bill Yearly Onyx X membership and a $27 road atlas of the U.S. just in case I don't have service or I forget to put a phone on there, which I did. So I might be using the road atlas. Moving on to radio, I have pretty much the same thing, but I have two Baofeng, the UV5G the same thing Alex had, the Baofeng radios. So I got those for radio. Nothing really, I mean, I don't know. We don't really need to contact each other from more than a mile away if we were doing this. So recovery, I kind of spent a little bit more money on. I kind of tried to find an all-around kit so I wouldn't have to play games. Now that I'm thinking about it, I did forget something. But I have, for $299, an all-top recovery kit. It's got the recovery straps, dampers, soft shackles, hitch, mount, recovery rings, deflator, all that good stuff. And then...
yeah, nice.
And then I have, for $198, I have traction boards and an off-road jack.
I like how those traction boards actually have a slot in the center for the off-road jack.
Yeah. Yeah, and the off-road jack, so I didn't really think about winch mounts. I looked at it. I couldn't find anything purpose for my truck, and I didn't know at the time that you could get parts like what Alex pointed at, where the OBS. So I ended up just... well, I've seen people use an off-road jack to winch their truck out before.
It's hard, but it works.
So that was my, like, you know, if I really get to it, I'll just have to use that. For sleeping setup, I'm actually sleeping in my truck. So I have the overland drawer on the right side. The sleeping setup's going to be on the left side. I got a tall man sleeping bag off the marketplace for $25.
It's a good deal.
I made sure that it actually would fit me. Just in case. I didn't really need anything else other than that, because I'm going to use my clothes as my pillow. So spare parts, I literally just put the description of the truck, because he apparently has enough to keep it going. And then I spent a lot of money on this. So I mean, if you would have take these off and I just used the spare tires, I kind of did the same thing as Alex. I was like, well, I got extra money to spend. So I bought 5 brand new 35 12 50 by 15 kind of clever RTs. They're $304 a piece, so the total is $1,521.15. So that's $1,500 just in tires. You don't have to do that. I had the little bit of extra money, so I did. I wanted that extra traction with that. And then for my tool set, I got a 225 piece mechanic channel lock mechanic tool set. It's kind of an all arounder on Facebook Marketplace for $85.
That's a pretty banging deal.
Yeah. So I figured that would cover most of anything that I needed. And then trash, I got a $6 trash bags off of Facebook Marketplace that were already open.
The used one.
So, I mean, that's pretty much my build there. The one thing I probably did forget was navigation. And then... you know, like a tablet or a phone to use. Yep. And just, I honestly just was using my phone. So I was like, oh, I'll just use my phone. But you're going into this blind. So I didn't really think about that. And then the other thing I forgot was a way to air up my tires if I needed to. But I'm going to put that as gas station.
Yeah.
We're filling up at gas stations. So
some gas stations. But all right. We'll roll.
So that, yeah, that's my build. I'm pretty confident in it. I think it's got potential.
I have no idea what Mark did.
I don't think you're going to be surprised.
I think it's going to be a Ford.
Yeah, it's a Ford. It's a 97 F-150
or something.
So I just realized I did not send the full description in my screenshot. So I had to resend it in the group chat to you guys. Gotcha. So if I bought my own rims and tire, which is what I did, it comes down to $1,000 for the truck. And then $1,000 for the truck.
It's
my own tires.
It's a 97 F-150 for listeners.
Yep. Yes, we got 2 Ford pickup trucks and a Ford SUV. All from the 90s. All within like 3 or 4
years. I had to buy wheel adapters because I actually went with 5.5 bolt pattern tires. Because that was the only ones I could find. 35-inch tires for sale and rims, which that
I'm glad
was
you find
$500 for rims tires. Yes. Yeah. So that's the truck. I forgot about aux lights, so I do not have
nice
any of those.
Though.
I probably have money left over for them, though. My sleeping bedroom slash kitchen slash restroom, since it didn't make sense to break it up in folders, is a slide-in cap or slide-in camper as well. Originally, I was looking for a motorcycle pop-up camper thing that me and Alex have talked about previously putting in my truck. So I was looking for one of those, but nothing came about it. And this popped up in my feed for it being trailered. But you can take it off and put it in a truck.
That F-150 would be crying.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that really set him up.
Yeah, that's everything.
Yeah, and then I also
that's
found...
That's probably a better...
Man, the audio is really bad for me trying to hear you. Kitchen utensils, I found $20. Pots, pans for $35. Camping dish set for $30. And was there anything else?
No, that one.
Spare parts. I just did CV axles. That was the first thing I found. And of course, when I was doing this, it was all in one night. So I was kind of burned out by the end of the night when it came to spare parts. Tools. I bought a Bauer Impact brushless with charger and battery.
Makes sense. It's good. It's good. Good setup.
And then I also got Pittsburgh kit with basic tools.
For any listeners paying attention, we're having some connectivity issues, even though we're in the same house. So if we sound broken up, that's why. But you won't know that because we record independently.
Yeah.
That's a good deal, Mark.
And I bought a basic trash can for like $14. I think it's actually $13.29. Did not get bags. That was my fault. And then recovery, I bought a winch plate dedicated for the F-150 for that year. And then I bought a winch off of Facebook Market for $250. It was a 13-pound winch, or 13,000-pound winch, I'd say.
Then they got the Chinese knockoff of a Vever. Yeah. It's called Velor.
Velor.
Yeah, the listing says Velor, and it's actually Vever. Then I got a Baofeng.
The Baofeng's definitely held strong.
Yeah. That was $62.89, but I just considered $63. And then Nav, I went with a Samsung tablet. It's the same one I bought last time, my little 8-inch one. It can at least run Onyx, so that's all that mattered. And then I bought a mount for it, which that one's like $27 for the mount. It just mounts to somewhere on the dash. And then for hunt, I just got a bow and arrows. A little compound bow.
It's a pretty decent deal on that old bear.
Yeah.
About it all.
Yeah, it's Old Faithful, man. You ain't got to worry about ammo. Comes with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I think I'm missing a couple items, but like I said, I was doing this in one night. I got burned out at the end of it. I'm like, all right, I might have a couple items missing, but.
Yeah, no, it's pretty solid. You got it.
I think my last calculation was like 4,700 something.
Hmm. All right. We have all the builds on here. I think we should turn it over to Duncan so that he can grade us and tell us what he thinks.
Yeah. So obviously I kind of broke this up into two different sections. I'd share the spreadsheet if I could, but obviously, I'm very anal and very particular. So it's all laid out all beautifully and everything's all formatted and pretty with Excel. So, you know how it is. I'm not getting graded on this myself, but I think I'd give myself an A. General scoring. So the first one was kind of out of 21 points. So it's basically just making sure that everyone hits all the big things. Mm-hmm. So just as a reminder to the listeners, you have to have at least 34-inch tires, have to have a way to cook, a way to hunt. The tires have to really clear the body, You have to have a bathroom set up that allows pack in, pack out, place of trash, way to carry water, a way to store food, 5 gallons of gas in reserve, a GMRS radio, navigation, tool set, spares for common issues of your vehicle, a way to start a fire, somewhere to sleep with bedding. The vehicle has to be able to travel at least 45, has to be a 4x4. Everything has to realistically fit in the vehicle, so you have to be able to store it all. It has to be registrable. The whole thing has to be under $5,000, and you have to have recovery gear. And as I alluded to, everyone hit all those, so it was full marks for everyone on that part. So everyone kind of went into the second part, which I considered like the award, quote-unquote, scoring, with full points. So the first of the awards, I guess, was the heaviest vehicle. So the way I did this was I did it by the heaviest vehicle that I think we would go off-roading with. And I saw that as a positive, because obviously if you have some super light thing, there's the risk of a rollover. Obviously, you don't want something that weighs, you know, 1 million pounds and that can't get up a hill. But so the heaviest vehicle that we would go off-roading with was Alex's. So it was only by like a couple hundred pounds or so. So Alex got the 1 point for that one. The lightest vehicle was Gavin's SUV. So Gavin got a point for that. Most storage, I said that was Mark. He had the biggest camper, you know, lots of room just on the floor and on the bedding and everything to store stuff. So Mark got the 2 points for that. Unfortunately, Gavin just, you know, putting everything in the back of the SUV, he had the least storage. So he lost the point for that. Biggest tires was the next one. That was 2 points, and Alex won that. Alex had 37-inch tires. So, and I read that, and I was like, man, he's going to have a heck of a time. But Alex does also have dual solid axles, so I don't think he really ran into an issue. And I did a lot of research into this. I'll have you know, I was like, can you fit 37s? And everyone was saying, yeah, if you just hack and trim enough, you'll get him in there. So I was like, yep, good enough for me. Yeah, he's not.
I've seen.
Yeah.
So Dirt Every Day, a while ago, they did a crew cab F-350. And they cut the cut it until I think they fit 54s under it on stock height.
Jeez. And that was my thinking. I was like, you know, he can make them fit well enough if you just give it enough love with an angle grinder and a sledgehammer. So, yeah, Alex won that one with the biggest tires. And then, unfortunately, we had to draw for smallest tires because both Mark and Gavin are running 35s. So that was -2 for each of them. Most horsepower that I found was Mark's. I think Mark's had 500, geez. I think it was 220. And then I think Alex had like 210 and Gavin had like, I want to say like 180, I think. It's just the V8 Triton motor. So, and then most rust, unfortunately, that was Alex's.
Yeah,
that's so hard.
Nothing structural that I could see from the pictures, but just the really typical, like the fenders are chewed out a little bit and the bed's a little chewed out.
I was going to cut it all off anyway.
I know. It's nothing that would make a difference. But the least rust was Gavin's. That's actually, you know, if you got really up close, I think you can see some of the panels are hammered in and repainted, but it was clean. So Gavin got the 2 points there. And I also gave Gavin the most turnkey ready, you know, given that he's just sleeping in the back of it. Like, he doesn't really need to do anything. He basically just needs to load it up with everything. So he won that. And then the last of kind of these small scoring ones was the most capable cooking setup. And I thought about this a lot, and I gave it to Mark because he had the full pan setup. He actually had utensils, which Gavin did too. And obviously he's got like a full cooking setup in the camper as well with plenty of storage and things. So
I had a pig roaster.
Yeah.
You did that. And that'll play to your hand later on. So now we're kind of getting to the big scoring one. So these are each worth 5 points. So fastest setup time I gave to Alex. I figured he could just pull in, park it, and then, you know, if the camper needs outriggers, he can put those down, but he's pretty much done, you know, if he just loads everything off. I think Gavin would be a very close second because it would really just be a case of pulling things out of the SUV. And then, yeah, I think Mark would be in around the same time.
Yeah, so, I did add on mine, I actually put a roof rack off of Amazon, which I don't think I actually mentioned, but that's where a lot of my crap is going to. I even have a pack of straps on there, so... That it's just, it was though, and it's kind of hard when you look at like the spare parts that they put in the bio.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what they do and don't have, so I'm just assuming it's not a whole lot, and I think it's solid axle on front and back, isn't it?
It is.
So
yeah, it is.
It's so I wasn't worried about CV axle, so I'm hoping that everything can go up top for the most part. But yeah, there's no guarantee there, so that's completely fair.
Yep.
We can put them in my boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and because of the boat, the pig roaster, and the fishing poles, I gave Alex the 5 points to the most unique build. He just had some wild stuff on there and just, you know, started blowing out the budget. So I thought that was...
That camper saved my ass, man.
That was a good...
It did. $0 for that thing. That's in pretty good shape. It just needs... Looks like all just...
Yeah.
Just TLC, just visual appearances and stuff. So it works. So, yeah, Alex got 5 for the fastest setup, 5 for the most unique. The cheapest one was actually Gavin's one. I think Gavin, with the whole setup, came in... a touch over 4,000. So
that's not bad.
Gavin really kept the price down really well for that. And then we get the most prepared for mechanical failures. So I gave Mark that one. So he had the full toolkit. He did actually have a Bauer impact in there as well.
I saw that.
Which I think was really good thinking. So definitely saved some people's wrist pain and some forearm pain. So
yeah.
Yep. So he was the most prepared for mechanical. I think most prepared overall, I gave that one to Mark too. I think really good tool setup. I think the camper was a really good idea too. So he had plenty of room for that. Good cooking setup. I also liked the idea of having the bow as well. So you're not having to rely on ammunition necessarily. I know arrows break, but maybe there's a way you could fudge some more. Mark got the 5 points for most prepared overall. And then most prepared for recoveries, I hemmed and hawed about this one for ages. I looked at everyone's rig and I was like, man, like which one's the best? And the fact that both Mark and Alex said winches is really good, but then Gavin's idea of actually just getting a kit just with all the extra soft shackles and straps and everything was also a really good idea. But I was just so torn between, you know, Alex having both the winch and the high, you know, the high lift jack or the trail jack, and then Gavin having the full setup, that it was a tie for me. So both Alex and Gavin got the 5 points for the most prepared for off-road recoveries. And then the last one, which I thought quite a bit about, was most off-road capable. Yeah. Yeah, that had to be Gavin. So the only thing that I was hesitant about with Gavin's is that I didn't know it was a solid axle until I dug some more into it. So with the fact that it's a solid axle, the fact that it's not, you know, like a 3/4-ton truck. So I think it was... something like 3 feet shorter than the other two trucks and like a foot narrower. Also had a significantly smaller turn radius. I think Gavin can turn in about 38 feet. And I think with those 3/4 tons, it was about like 45 feet, 46 feet. So I thought, I think he'd be the most maneuverable on the trail. So Gavin got the 5 points for that. And if you add them all up, there's actually only a point between everyone.
Oh my gosh.
It was really close. I didn't plan for that. I kind of just went through it and I was just like, I have to be really strategic about this. So with 34 points, so in third place was Mark. So Mark got the two awards for most prepared for mechanical and most prepared overall. And with 35 points was Alex. So Alex got fastest setup, most unique by far. And then tied for most prepared for recoveries. And then with 36 points, it was Gavin. So he got the cheapest rig, the most prepared for recoveries, tied with Alex, and the most off-road capable.
Go.
So.
And how far away from your house is that rig, Gavin?
It's about 250 miles.
Yeah, it is. It's close. It's really close.
Yeah, we looked at it, the give or take. And that's why I asked about it last...
I should have stuck with you. Can't do it.
It's all the way down in Muncie, Indiana.
Yeah.
I looked at
stuff. If you want to get technical, you could probably argue about my rims and tires because I had to take the ferry over to get those if I want to keep underneath the mileage.
That's fair.
I didn't look.
No. Well, and you know, I'm glad that we all picked something different because the obvious one would probably be a Cherokee or an XJ.
Dude,
they're so easy to find.
The problem is, so I was looking for a Cherokee, and for one that wasn't rotted the fuck out, it was like $4,000. And I'm like, man, by the time I do that, I've got nothing left.
Yeah.
So I was like, what do I even fucking do here?
At the end of the day, if you want a decent vehicle for under $5,000 and to be able to get this whole setup and stuff with it, Toyota really isn't in your price range.
No.
I hate to say it, but you're
at least a good Toyota. Like,
right. You're stuck with things like 90s Fords and XJs that already beat the shit.
Yeah.
The upside is that XJs will typically have a lift, maybe 35s, a light bar, maybe a winch. Yeah. I did find one for like 15 or 2000 that already had all that, but that's such an obvious answer, and I didn't want to dilute it just in case someone else did an XJ too, because
I don't even, I think the, because I used an XJ for the example rig.
Yeah.
That I seem to not be able to find on.
I mean, our group chat, the main group chat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I also should be able to just find it on my, there it is.
Oh.
Yeah, so I did an XJ for the example rig, which I don't even know how the example rig fit, because I literally just grabbed stuff.
Yeah.
And that one's like $2,000, and it didn't look too bad, but
right.
I was more worried about fitting everything in an XJ.
Yeah. Well, that was actually the biggest reason me getting a roof rack for the SUV, because I knew space was going to be my downfall. But at the end of the day, if it's just me, I'm like, I can split it up and sleep in the back and keep everything on the top. So, but that was the only thing I could find for that was solid axle that wasn't, you know, a Jeep, really, to be honest. Mm-hmm.
I think the issue I had when it came to looking for vehicles was one either had some form of mechanical issue for cheap. So it's like kind of hard when you're listing it and then it's like has nothing running for me. And then one, they don't tell you if it's four wheel drive or not.
Right.
So you literally have to go off of your stickers.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And I think ironically, the more everyone tried to be different, the more that kind of strand was the same thing.
Yeah.
Which was. Yeah. There were two 1994 Fords and a 1997.
Yeah.
So two pickup trucks, one SUV.
Which, to be fair, like, so early 90s Fords, they're just pretty solid in general.
Yeah. Even Rustas are pretty solid.
I didn't even look, Gavin. What engine is in that thing?
Triton? Is that what you said, Duncan?
I think
it was
the Triton V8 engine. Which is
mine's a V10.
Let me see. You had the 97.
I've looked at so many of those.
Yeah, I had a 4.6 liter V8 and the 97s.
Yeah.
So I think the Triton was like a 4.2 or 4.4.
You know what? That one only had a 4.6 in it.
The 94 Explorer. Oh gosh, let me see here where I was looking. 4 liter V6.
Oh,
actually,
yeah. So. So Marks has the 4.6 in it then?
Yes. Yep. 4.6 so liter V8.
The 4.6 truck engine only makes 190 horsepower.
Ooh.
I used all the same listings for it, so I went off Kelley Blue Book for everything.
Oh, yeah.
Dug all the different ones. Because it depended on where you look, too. Like, some places wanted to have it as more, some wanted to have it as less. So yeah, I went all off the same one.
Round of applause for Duncan on how organized, though.
Yeah.
I can't lie.
I didn't want to make any enemies here.
So you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
This is such a who gives a fuck competition. Yeah. Who didn't care?
No. Well, and it's really cool. Yeah. And it does kind of show the average listener that it is doable. And it's not like you have to have all of this right up front either. You don't need $5,000 right up front. Get enough money for a truck and then start from there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think so in high school I had an 88 Chevy pickup, two wheel drive, that I paid like $500 for, and that's what I wheeled for a good year and a half. And I mean, it was two wheel drive, but in Michigan, and it was a V6 manual too. Oh, I love that little truck.
Yeah.
But in Michigan, you really don't need the four wheel drive. Me and my buddies went out at like 2 a.m. after my graduation party. And got it stuck in the prairie and had to walk back. It took us 5 hours to walk back to somewhere we had phone service. And then my dad had to come out the next day and pull it out with his power stroke. And he was so pissed at me for making him take his truck down that trail.
Yeah, I think my The only other thing I was kind of looking for was a 90s Chevy, like a 94 with the 350, because those are pretty solid too, as far as just being ready. But I found this. It was pretty much already lifted. It was kind of a giveaway. It's hard to find non-rusty, non-broken Chevys for around that, for around the price that we were looking at. Trying to keep everything around $2,000. I mean, that's cheap for a truck that's turnkey right now that isn't, like, rusty.
Well, this was a very fun competition. I think this is a pretty good spot to call it. Duncan, I appreciate the hell out of you doing this.
I remember. It was really cool.
Yeah, it was very nice having an impartial judge.
It's a lot of work on his end, too. Yeah, his spreadsheets and everything like that. Can't see all the work behind it, but it's a lot that he had to do to get ready for this. And
for sure.
All mine was last second, too. So.
I'm excited to see what the listeners come up with, too. I wonder if they'll fall into the same rut that we did of all just picking 90s Fords.
Well, and you know, the listeners come from different areas. So people from Arizona.
Seems like it's only really still.
Yeah, they're going to get something that's going to beat us for sure.
I know Wreck-It Rob, which we should see his submission by this point, but he was messaging me earlier this week asking how things work a little bit. So we're at least getting one submission.
Yeah, we can go over that probably, next recording?
Yeah, so next Wednesday, because they have to have them in by Tuesday.
Yep.
So then Wednesday, they'll have them in by the 8th, then we'll do it on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then I got to hurry up and get it edited because we're going camping on the 11th. So I have to have everything edited and put into, it'll be close. But all right, on that note, we will catch you guys later.
Yeah, thank you.
Later.